Welcome to the weekly bonus episode of Hot Off the Wire, where we look back at some of the top headlines from the week in the world of sports and entertainment. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your host. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. As always, be sure to check out our latest episode of Streamed and Screened, a podcast dedicated to movies and television. Streamed and Screened is available on major podcast platforms, and there is a link in this episode's show notes. This week, Bruce Miller and I have a special holiday-themed episode as we discuss the greatest patriotic films in advance of Independence Day. This week's top headlines include: a serious illness forces Madonna to postpone her celebration tour. Ryan Seacrest will host Wheel of Fortune after Pat Sajak retires. Rediscovered photos from Paul McCartney offer a unique look at Beatlemania. And Olympic gymnast Simone Biles will compete again. Those stories and more from the Associated Press.
Madonna is postponing her concert tour because of a medical issue. I'm Margie Zaraletta with the latest. Madonna's manager Guy Osiri writes on Instagram, Madonna came down with a serious bacterial infection on Saturday. He says she was hospitalized in intensive care for several days. He says her health is improving, but she still needs medical care. She is expected to make a full recovery. Madonna was supposed to kick off her celebration tour on July 15th in Vancouver. TV and radio personality Ryan Seacrest will be the new host of Wheel of Fortune. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest. Ryan Seacrest says in a statement he is truly humbled to take over Wheel of Fortune from Pat Sajak, who says the upcoming 41st season of the game show will be his last as host. Sony Pictures confirm Seacrest has signed a multi-year deal to host the show starting in 2024. Seacrest says he can't wait to continue the tradition of spinning the wheel and working alongside the great Vanna White. Seacrest also hosts American Idol and New Year's Rockin' Eve, as well as a radio show. An exhibit of newly found photos that Paul McCartney took in the early 1960s has opened at Britain's National Portrait Gallery. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest. Paul McCartney was noodling around with a new camera, taking pictures of his friends in October 1963 through February 1964. That just happened to be as Beatlemania took hold. The Eyes of the Storm exhibit shows 250 photos that McCartney rediscovered and often never had printed. Curator Rosie Broadley says the photos of the Beatles in Miami in 1964 show details of how crazy things were.
There's a woman carrying a chimpanzee. And then people sort of almost falling off the balcony.
The exhibit runs through October. Authorities say the body of actor Julian Sands has been found 5 months after he disappeared while hiking in Southern California. I'm Margie Zaraletta with the latest. The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department says it has confirmed the body that hikers found on Saturday near Mount Baldy is that of Julian Sands. He was 65. It's not yet known how he died. Sands was an avid hiker and was reported missing January 13th. Crews aided by drones and helicopters had searched for Sands multiple times. Sands was known for playing George Emerson in A Room with a View and the title role in the Warlock movies. Bluegrass musician Bobby Osborne of the Osborne Brothers has died at the age of 91. I'm Archie Zaraletta with a look at his life.
Rocky Top!
The Osborne Brothers are probably best known for their version of the song Rocky Top, which they released in 1967.
Once more!
Bobby Osborne and his brother Sonny also had country hits with songs like Once More, Tennessee Hound Dog, and Blue Heartache. Sonny died in 2021.
He's a dynamite!
Bobby Osborne became a teacher at Hazard Community and Technical College in Hazard, Kentucky, which confirmed his death. He was still teaching there at the time of his death. Titanic director James Cameron tells the BBC he had no doubts something catastrophic and immediate had happened to the Titan submersible as soon as he had heard it had simultaneously lost its communications, electronics, and tracking transponder. Cameron himself has made more than 30 dives to the Titanic wreckage. He says the media's focus on the 96 hours of oxygen and the banging noises was just a cruel, slow turn of the screw for 4 days.
Hi.
Hey.
What's happening?
Family therapist Charity Lawson will look for love on ABC's The Bachelorette starting Monday. She was sent home during the 8th week of Zach Shallcross's season on The Bachelor. Lawson says she might as well give The Bachelorette a try.
Dating apps and just dating in the real world is chaotic as it gets. So I'm like,
If that's chaotic, then being the Bachelorette can't be any worse than that.
I'm Margie Zaraletta.
The 26-year-old Biles has taken most of the last 2 years off following her eventful stay in Japan in the summer of 2021, where her decision to remove herself from multiple events to focus on her mental health shifted focus to overall wellness of the athletes.
We're just a little bit too stressed out. But we should be out here having fun, and sometimes that's not the case.
USA Gymnastics announced Wednesday that Biles, a 7-time Olympic medalist and the 2016 Olympic champion, is part of the women's field at the U.S. Classic outside Chicago on August 5th.
Connor McDavid took home the Hart Trophy as the NHL MVP at the league's annual awards ceremony. The 26-year-old McDavid won the Hart for the third time in his career. The Edmonton Oilers captain led the league with 64 goals, 89 assists, and 153 points. Bruins goalie Linus Ullmark took home the Vezina Trophy as the league's top goaltender. Erik Karlsson of the San Jose Sharks won his third Norris Trophy as top defenseman. Seattle's Matty Beniers won the Calder Trophy as Rookie of the Year. Boston coach Jim Montgomery was the Jack Adams Award winner as top coach. I'm Geffen Kulbaugh.
Number 5 seed LSU won its 7th College World Series convincingly, 18-4 over number 2 seed Florida. LSU center fielder Dylan Cruz had 4 hits in the game, but his bases loaded walk in the second broke a 2-2 tie to put the Tigers in the lead for good.
I felt like almost every box was checked off except that national championship box. And we all knew this was going to be our last game here. And, you know, to finally say that I'm a national champion, it's the greatest feeling in the world.
The Tigers ended up scoring 6 in the inning, and the Gators never recovered. It was their first baseball national title since 2009. I'm Greg Eklund.
The NBA released the full collective bargaining agreement to its teams Wednesday, 2 days before the start of free agency and 3 days before the new labor agreement between the league and its players takes effect. The 676-page agreement, now signed by both the NBA and National Basketball Players Association, is for 7 years through the 2029-30 season. The sides agreed in principle on the new deal on April 1st, when the NBA was preparing to opt out of the current CBA in a move that could have led to the league's first major labor impasse in 12 years. Mets owner Steve Cohen is threatening his underperforming team with the prospect of a trade deadline sell-off unless New York gets back into contention for a playoff berth.
The season's not over. I'm preparing my management team for all possibilities. If we don't get better, we have decisions to make at the trade deadline.
Cohen said manager Buck Showalter and general manager Billy Epler will keep their jobs no matter what through the end of the season. The Mets, who currently project to a $360 million payroll, entered Wednesday in fourth place in the NL East with a 36-43 record. I'm Geffen Kulbaugh.
Tragedy has struck the NFL and college football worlds. More from correspondent Geffen Kulbaugh.
Former Arkansas quarterback Ryan Mallett, who also played for New England, Houston, and Baltimore during 5 seasons in the NFL, has died at the age of 35. Mallett died in an apparent drowning, according to the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office. Mallett was a football coach at Whitehall High School in his native Arkansas. Arkansas Athletic Director Hunter Yurachek said the university, quote, lost an incredibly special person. Mallett was a 2011 third-round draft pick and played in 21 NFL games, passing for 1,835 yards and 9 touchdowns.
I'm Josh Roundtree, AP Sports.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.